The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Now today I'd like to conclude on, you know, the topic we've been talking about, and you can remind us, and that's the ego believer. Shall we pray? Our Father and our Lord, we want to thank you for another day, another opportunity to come before you. Holy Spirit, I'm asking that you will speak, Lord. Send your word to every life, to every heart, to every soul. Let the entrance of your word bring light, illumination, revelation, and understanding. I pray for someone by the light of the word of the Lord, receive direction, receive guidance, instruction, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying, and amen. Let's read the scripture, the book of Isaiah chapter 40, from verse 29 to verse 31, the ego believer, part 3. And I would like to conclude today because we're going to be starting a new series next month. The ego believer, part 3. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The ego believer. Let me ask you again, beloved. In Christ Jesus, who are you? An ego believer. I mentioned that the Lord compared himself with two animals in the scripture. One is an eagle and the lion. Amen. And we start to look at the characteristics of this majestic bird. For the last two Sundays, we said, number one, that the eagle is a bird. Number one, what is it? Amen. We're going to be doing some exam. I know Pastor Mrs. usually quizzes us after the service. So I want you to make sure you are not just paying attention, but make notes. The eagle is a bird that does not play around on the ground with chicken. The eagle dwells on high. Higher ground is your abode. Higher ground is where you are ordained, created, and designed to live and to dwell. Don't settle for anything less. Are we together, church? So please tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you were created in the image of God to dwell on higher ground. Don't settle for anything less than the top. And so shall it be unto you. The ego is a bird that dwells on high, because our God also was dwells on high. Number two, we also said the ego is a bird of unusual strength. The ego can actually lift, you know, a prey that is as much as twice its own weight. Praise God. Unusual strength. They that wait upon the Lord. While you are waiting, God is building your strength. God is building capacity in you. The journey for most of us, where you are, you have not seen anything. Oh, there is glory ahead. There is greater glory ahead. But if God did not build capacity in you, you will not be able. You see, if you have walked with footmen and they weary you, how can you contend with horses? If you are walking with footmen and you are already tired, how will you be able to contend with horses in that land of swelling that God is taking you to? You need strength. And that strength is not yours. It's from who? From the Lord. But they that wait. Waiting, I keep emphasizing, is not wasting time. Waiting is not what? Losing focus. Waiting is not just playing around. In the place of waiting, you are building capacity. In the place of waiting, you are waiting on the Lord in fasting. You are waiting on the Lord in prayer. You are holding on to the word of the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord, they are the ones that will renew their strength. So that when they are ready to take off, oh, nothing can stop their what? Their soaring. Number three, we said the eagle is a bird of what? Excellent, sharp, clear, vivid vision. Are we together, church? God must open your eyes. Not just this year, every waking day of your life. A man that cannot see, that is a problem. Because if you can't see the vision of God, when God called Abraham, he said, come out and look up at the stars. What can you see? As far as you can see, Elijah told Elisha, it will only be unto you this double portion. If you can what? If you can see me. Matthew 13, 16, I said it. Blessed are your eyes for the what? They see. Your eyes must be open to see the mandate, the plan, the manifold wisdom of, you know, of God for your life. The manifold blessings. Victory, greatness, healing of God for your life. Because if you cannot visualize it, you will not be able to pursue it. Vision in life, beloved, is very important. Very, very important. Number four, we also said the eagle is a bird of great speed. The Lord will give you speed in life. I said the Lord will give you speed in life. Let's conclude today. Number five, the eagle. Talking about the eagle believer. The eagle is a bird that train their young methodically. Training. The eagle is a bird that train their young out methodically. Now, you know the eagle's nest is always on high. On top of, you know, mountains. Or high tree, very tall. How can a man soar if they can't fly? What the eagle does to the eaglet is gradually, they will begin to remove in the nest now all the comforts of that nest. They will begin to remove it gradually. And then the eaglet will be looking at the parent and say, what is wrong with Mama Eagle? You have been taking care of me. Why are you suddenly becoming mean? I'm sure most of us have been there, especially with our children. Say, you are mean. You are this. Training, discipline, oh, is important in life. The mother eagle will begin to remove that comfort and gradually will begin to push the eaglets to the edge. Wow, it's time for training. All of a sudden, the mother, you see, when the Bible says, as the eagle fluttereth, what the mother is doing is this, is showing the eaglets, you have wings. But they don't know because they are still what? In the comfort of their mother's nest. And so they don't understand the amount of potential that is in them. And all of a sudden, pushes them off the cliff and they start falling. They said, I'm going to die, I'm going to fall. And they will keep going down. And the mother eagle will just keep watching them. Before they hit the ground, will swoop down, carry them, bring them up back to dinner and say, Mama Eagle has come to their sense, to her sense now. And before they know what is happening, same thing will happen again. What the mother eagle is doing is trying to show them, you have wings, use it. And you see, when they are struggling, what will they start to do? Start to flap and flap and flap. Someone says training. But they that wait upon the Lord, it is in the place of waiting that God is training you. Training you. So if there are two or three, they will start to what? Flap. And all of a sudden, when they are flapping, they will just notice that, I can fly. Okay, let's go back home. That's enough for the day. And it over and over and over. Brethren, there are gifts. Capacity that God has deposited in you and I. You will not be able to discover if you are not trained. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, talking about the eagle believer Christian, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 now. The Bible says, as for this Daniel, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, he has three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's portion, with the king's meal, with the king's delicacy, not the wine. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuch that he might not what? Defile himself. I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Even though I find myself in Babylon, I know my identity. I know who I believe. I know whose I am. And so I am not going to... You can't find an eagle, even if they are lost in the wild, abandoned, amen, would lose their identity. If you have an eaglet with baby chicken, all of them grown together, what will you see in the in their physical growth? Will they still look the same? Why? Because an eagle is born an eagle. It does not matter where they were trained. An eagle may be trained with chicken. It's going to get to a point that they will know, no, I am different. Please tell your neighbor, you are different. You are an eagle believer. Stop acting like a chicken. Are we together, beloved? Go down to verse 17. Training is important. I believe sometimes last month we talk about David's mighty men. How many of us remember? All those people that were called mighty men, do you know how they started? Who can tell us? Who remember? They are all what? Vagabonds. People were in debt. People were of no repute. People that nobody, what? They did not give them any chance in life. But by the time David trained and mentored them, the Bible refers to them as David's mighty men. Training. And I've said this, you need a mentor in life. Every time I'm talking about this, stop looking at it from only ministry point of view. In your own career is your platform. All of us cannot be preachers. All of us cannot be evangelists. All of us cannot be prayer warriors. You as a teacher, that's your platform. You as a student, currently, that's your platform. Whatever your profession, are you a businesswoman or a businessman? That's your own platform. That is where God needs to equip and empower you for you to soar. Are we together, church? In verse 17, the Bible says, as for these four children, there are certain gifts that God released in their life. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And for Daniel, there is an extra understanding in dreams and visions. Praise God. The eagle trained their eaglets methodically. You cannot soar if you don't know how to fly. You first of all need to know how to what? Fly before you can soar. In the same book of Daniel, let me put it this way. In chapter 2, go to verse 16. Chapter 2, from verse 16. And I would like to add this, beloved. I know some of us are talented. But let me tell you this. Talent without training will yield no results. If you see athletes that are very talented, I still remember one very basketball player. Some of us may know him, Allen Iverson. And they were talking, he said, training? And he kept using the word. You see, if you don't train, it does not matter how talented you are. You are going to what? You're going to fail. Talent will only take you to the gate. Will only take you to the beginning. It is training, endurance, that will give you results. The ego believer. Ego train their young methodically. Praise God. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 16, talking about training, God gave Daniel wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but also with an excellent gift of vision and dreams. In verse 16, they want to kill all the astrologers and all the, magicians of the land. But the Bible says Daniel went in and desire that the king will give him time. The king said, I have a dream. I'm not going to tell you the dream, but you have to tell me and interpret. Someone says gift. The gift of a man will make room for him. He says, give me time, and I will show the king the interpretation. Next verse, verse 17. He went to his friends. You see, I've been saying this. Ego keep company with egos. He went to his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's their name. In verse 18, he says, we need to do something. Otherwise, we are going to be killed along with this group of people. That they will desire mercy of God concerning the secret. And that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. They went to the Lord. In what? Prayer. But they that wait upon the Lord, that depend on the Lord, not on their gift, not on their ability. Then the secret was revealed unto Daniel. Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Someone says training. If you go down to verse 23, he showed up before the king. And he says, I thank thee, O God, now thanking the God of heaven and praise thee. O thou God of my father, who has given me wisdom and mind, and has made known unto me what we desire of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Whatever it is in life that you need to know, it is in the place of training that God will reveal it to you. Beloved, nothing comes free in life. Oh, you don't see people just suddenly become lucky. People can use the word, oh, you are just lucky. I don't want you to trivialize the efforts, the sacrifices of successful men in life. Now, I'm not talking of those who are cutting corners. But when you see greatness, when you see accomplishment under God, there is sacrifice behind it, training. But they that wait upon the Lord. I pray for someone again. That in the name of Jesus, every of your labor and effort will produce results. Yeah. The ego believer. The ego train their young methodically. Number six. I'll give us two more and then we're going to pray. The ego soar above the storm. And I like this one very well. Now, we talk about flying first. You cannot begin to soar if you don't know how to fly. Are we together, church? Number six, I said the ego always what? Above. When there is a storm, you will see other birds literally look for what? Shelter. Where to go and hide? Because they can, you know, become so drenched and they will lose strength. But when the ego sees storms gathering, oh yes, they are excited, they are happy. Let me put it this way. You know, the higher you go, the thinner the oxygen, correct? What makes the ego a bird of unique ability is that the heart and the lung of the ego is different. They are developed, fully developed, to be able to breathe up there. Most of the aircraft, they always have oxygen masks. Why? Because at higher altitude, if there is a drop in pressure, you need to be able to breathe, correct? That's why you see most mountain climbers, they will always carry what? Extra oxygen. But the ego has a special heart and lung that gives them the ability to be able to breathe at that higher altitude. They that wait upon the Lord, God is building capacity in you. It is not just enough for you to get to the top, but it's important for you to be able to stay at the top. What's the use of getting to the top if you're not going to stay there? That's why God needs to build capacity in you. The ego soar above the storm. The heart and the lungs are developed to be able to what? Breathe properly up there. Let me put it this way. The Bible says in Proverbs 30 from 19. It says, there is something that is mysterious. It is the way of an eagle. Where? In the eagle does not fly. Let me rephrase that again. You see, the eagle does two or three things. When they are training, they are young. Yes, they will fly. So that the young one can see that, yes, this wing is meant for what? For flying at that particular level of training. Part of the training is that when they want to go for to hunt, to, you know, for food, they will have, with their excellent vision, see their prey down. Will they fly down? Does the eagle fly down? Hello, church? Praise God. They dive. They don't fly. If you are flying, what are you using? No, they don't flap their wing. They lock to the prey and just dive. When they are diving down, they are not flapping their... When you are flying, you are actually what? Rising. Or you are maintaining an altitude. But they dive down. When they are training, they what? They fly to be able to maintain a certain speed. But when they are going up, no, you are not flying. They are soaring. I will explain that again. There is the way of the eagle in the air. Praise God. What the eagle does is, you know, when there is a storm, what is the direction of the wind? Downward or sideways? Or upward? Praise God. It is always upward. Amen. If you set a fire, you know, firewood, where would you begin to see the smoke? Ah. You see, the eagle will wait. And when the storm arrives, they don't just jump. No. They wait for the perfect wind. You see, there is the way the wind blows at certain speed. And they will wait patiently. But they that wait upon the Lord. And while they are waiting, you don't see the eagle. What they will do is they will just spread their wings. It's as if they are just what? They are steady. They just allow the wind to carry them, but they are still waiting. By the time the perfect wind comes, they just stay there, and the wind will begin to... It is the wind that carries them. That is what is called soaring. They are not flapping their wings to climb up like other birds. The eagle soar above the storm. I pray for someone. In the journey of life, the Lord will carry you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Talking about the woman. Talking about the woman. The Bible says the enemy, the devil, will go and fight the seed of the woman. But here, the Bible says to the woman were given two wings of great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, into her place. There is a place for you in life where God has prepared for you to be nourished for a time and times and a half time from the face of the serpent. What does that mean? When the eagle soar to the top, now above the storm, by the time you get above, you are going to find that below there could be storm, wind, boisterous, but above there is what? Perfect calm. Quietness. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why the eagle will soar above the storm and will just be enjoying peace. Bright sunlight there. While the wind and the rain is troubling other birds below. You are meant to soar above challenges of life. Above sickness, above struggle, above failure, above futility. The eagle believer. As an eagle Christian, you are supposed to do what? To soar above the storms of life, period. I don't care what the names of those storms are. They are not relevant. It does not matter what amount of name they give different kind of wind or hurricane, and the eagle doesn't care. The eagle just waits for the storm to actually appear. That means challenges in life are actually meant to be a stepping stone to your greatness. Are we together, beloved? The Lord is building strength in you, preparing your wings for you to soar. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4. Exodus chapter 19 and verse 4. The Lord says something to the children of Israel. He said, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians. How I did what? I bear you on eagle's wing and brought you to who? Where does our God dwell? On high. God wants to bring you up on high into his presence to enjoy peace, to enjoy quietness, to enjoy rest in life, not struggle, not futility, not sickness. And so it does not matter what you see now. I will liken the wind to the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Amen. In the journey of life, when you are soaring by the wind of the Spirit. The Bible says in, Holy Spirit, help us. Psalm 18, verse 10. I speak to the destiny of someone. The Lord will carry you.
Amen.
In that storm right now, receive strength.
Amen.
To soar.
Amen.
Above it.
Amen.
And the name of the Lord will be glorified.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says here, he rode upon the cherub and did fly. Yea, did fly upon where? The wings of the
wind.
It is the power of the Holy Ghost that will carry you in life, brethren. Not your own ability, not your own strength. The eagle believer. The eagle soar above the storm. And like I said, above the storm is a place of peace, of rest, of victory, of joy and rejoicing. You need to allow the Holy Spirit to carry you. But the Holy Spirit is not going to force you. The eagle is the one that will first of all does what? Spread his or her wings. If the eagle does not spread the wind will not carry them. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit into your heart to help you, you will not be able to soar. Are we together, church? This is important. Let me give us one more and we're going to pray. Number five, today I said the eagle is what? It's a bird that trained their young methodically. Number six, the eagle. I did not say the eagle fly. The eagle soar above the storm. And so when you see storms gathering, storms of life are approaching, as an eagle believer, please rejoice. Why? Because you are meant to ride that storm to your next level. Let me give us one more. Number seven, the eagle. And this has to do with the eagle's diet. The eagle feed on fresh meat. Eagle doesn't eat dead meat. Mm-mm. The eagle feed what? On fresh meat. In Job 39, from verse 29 to verse 30, Job 39, talking about the eagle now feeding their young. Amen. Job 39, from verse 29. From up there, the eagle seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar. Verse 30. And a young one also suck up blood. Fresh meat, not dead one. And where the slain are, there she is. Fresh meat. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I'm sure we all know this scripture. Joshua 1, 8. This book of the law must not what? From your mouth, but you must meditate therein. When?
Yes.
That thou mayest observe to do according to what is written. He said, for then you will make your way prosperous and have good. That means there could be success that are not good. The book of the law. That's our daily meat. You need to feed daily on the word of the Lord. the eagle's diet. I know most of us. And I remember saying this to someone before. We're just having a chat, and he said he has never fasted in his life, that he's going to die if he doesn't eat. And I looked at him and I pity him. Because your destiny in life is at the detriment of your own obedience to the voice of the Lord. The Lord is asking you to fast, and you are eating. You can feed your physical body, but if you don't feed your spiritual man, you can't soar in life. The eagle's diet. Fresh meat. It's what they are new every morning, every day. You read the scripture, the same place you read yesterday, you are going to have a different understanding and meaning today. Different from that of yesterday. The ego believer. You must feed daily. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. Dwell. You feed daily on the word. Please, let's rise up. We're going to pray. We're going to take this song. Choir, you help me. We'll just take the chorus 3 times. Amen. And I want you to, praise God. I want you to be sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Because there is a God that lived. It says when the ocean rose. There is a God that says, I want you to just be still and know that I am God. It does not matter what you see now. It does not matter what you feel. Is it a sickness? An affliction, an oppression, challenges. Oh, I've been in this country, nothing is working. Oh, be still and know there is God. Know that what? He is God. Just the verse, not the chorus now.
When the oceans rise,
There is a God that will bear you on eagle's wing to your place of rest in life. What are those terms? Talk to the Lord, the eagle believer. That's who you are. Father, you are king over the storm. I will be still and know that you are still God. Melekete marada bala shekete de priye ketebo. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, I want to thank you this morning for the entrance of your word that brings light, illumination, revelation, and understanding. I ask, Lord, for every troubled heart, every troubled home, every troubled health, every troubled destiny, every troubled career, let there be peace. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. We have learned in your word that as ego believer, we have been created, oh, to dwell on high. You have given us unusual strength by your grace. You have opened our spiritual eyes to see your manifold plan for our life. Lord, we receive speed. We receive speed. We receive speed in the journey of life to enter into our rest in the name of Jesus. I ask, Lord, for every life here, as many, oh God, that is still in training, they will not quit on you. We will not give up. We will not throw in the towel. In the name of Jesus, by your spirit, Lord, you will enable us. You will empower us to spread our wings, and you will bear us. You will carry us into our glory, into our greatness in life, in the name of Jesus. None of us will be found wanting. The cloud of glory is moving. Lord, I pray you will help us to move with the cloud in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying.